in the contentment, also we can already talk about keeping many sorrows or many foods, medicine, etc.
那刚才在讲到这个知足的数字的时候呢，尊者也有提到说，就是比丘他们收藏很多的袈裟、食物跟物品之类的，药之类
的。Okay, now I should give a simile, an example. If we have new place, we don't keep any property there, we have a less attachment.If we have what many properties, all the furniture or everything, then we have strong attachment.
那尊者说呢，他要给一个例子，比方说我们处理了一个新的地方，那如果说你有收藏很多家私在那个地方的话呢，你的执着就比较少。但是呢，如果你有家私在那边呢？的话呢，你就会开始有一些执着了。
So again, after living in one place very long time, we may have many properties.
那如果你在一个地方住了很长的一段时间过后呢，你就会有很多的东西在那里，那你会有很多的执着。
We are Sangha Kaudini, wherever we move or wherever we go, we may have a very little burden, not many, many properties.
Sangha Kaudini 的意思就是说，不管我们去哪里，因为我们东西很少的话呢，我们很少负担，也就很少的执着。
I myself experienced that one in Pau Goya. When I came to Pau Goya, the first time, when I had to move,Maybe another kuti. I can carry all my body within one time. I can carry everything to another kuti.
也就是说，他自己本身有一些经验。他第一次来到巴欧的时候，他需要搬到另外一个kuti呢。他只需要搬一次，他就可以把他所有的东西都搬到另外一个kuti去。
Then second time when I have to move, the place or another kuti, I have to carry two or three times.
那就是说呢，在第二次他需要搬kuti的时候呢，他搬到第三个地方去。那一次呢，他需要搬两三次。
So after 1 year, I had to move to my current kuti. I had to ask my student to help me.
那尊者说呢，过了一年后呢，他需要搬去他现在住的故地呢。那时候他需要叫很多小孩子帮他搬东西。
So not having there around 10 years. So if I have to move now, I must ask the lorry to have me to carry my properties.
那尊者说呢，他在现在这间故地住了十年。那如果他需要搬的话，他可能就需要叫一辆卡车帮他搬东西了。
So yeah, the main thing is, after living in one place for a long time, we have many, many properties.
那这现在他要讲的就是说，当我们住在一个地方一段很长的时间过后呢，我们就会有很多很多的东西。
Then we also have some ancient tradition, that is moving every second day or every day, one kuti to another kuti.
那在古代呢，那时候呢，有一种做法，就是说每两天他们就要搬谷底一次，或者每天都要搬谷底一次。
Okay, for example, according to Vinaya rules, if we have the best guti, sure the best guti will go to the most senior sera.
那在戒律里面也教这样子教啊，就是说，比方说你有一间。比丘他有一间很好、最好的古邸，那最好的古邸呢，应该是让长者住的。
According to seniority, we have to choose.
那是要根据比丘们他们的长幼，就是说他们接纳来分那个古邸。
In ancient times, some very senior Mahatera, orally bhikkhus, they will not choose the best kuti because they may have attachment to the kuti, that's when they just choose second quality, maybe they will be just ordinary one. Moreover, they will move every day from one to another.
那在古代的时候呢，尤其是大梵老陀呢，他们通常不会选最好的菩提，他们可能会选第二好的或是一般的菩提，因为他们不想有执着，而且呢，在那个时候呢，其实他们每一天都要搬菩提的。
Then we also have one story. This also happened really. One bhikkhu visited a village monastery, they did it in a foreign monastery, that spent one night in the village monastery.
那这里说有一个故事是真实的故事，有一位比丘呢，他是住在森林的。那有一天呢，他去了一个村落里面的寺院，然后在那边过一夜。
And there's also another bhikkhu visit the same village. Both of them spent one night there.
那还有另外一个比丘呢，他也去了这间就是村落的这个寺院，然后他们都在那里过一夜。
So, since they are visitors, many of the devotees came and offered many things. They accept all the donations.
因为他们是拜访的这个比丘，所以很多信徒他们都来，然后供养了很多秩序给这两位比丘。
So the next morning, they are going to leave for another forest monastery.
那在第二天早上呢，他们两位都要离开了，去一个森林的道场。
The first bhikkhu is ready to leave. Then second bhikkhu is already ready.
那第二位比丘呢，他已经准备好要离开了，可是第二位呢，他还没准备好。
Then the second bhikkhu come out of his kuti and ask the first bhikkhu, "Where are your properties?"
那第一位比丘呢？他从他的谷底出来，他就问第一位比丘：“你的那些资具在哪里呢？”
So very simple. The first bhikkhu, he just has shoulder in his bow, keeping his develop in his shoulder, just holding the walking stick, finish. No other properties.
那很简单，第一位比丘呢，他只是带着他的钵、他的袈裟。还有呢，他的那个拐杖，就是这样子而已，很简单。
Then the second bhikkhu realized what the really Chandrahuka would be easy like that.
那个时候呢，第二位比丘他就明白什么叫做生活简朴。
So that means easy like that means if we keep many properties, if we carry many properties.In case I may need, finally our pet become very big, right?
尊者说呢，生活简朴呢，他意思是，比如说一个人他收集很多的资具，然后他出门的时候他还带很多资具的话，因为他担心可能我需要用到，
okay,
所以他要带着很多的资具，他的行李就变得很大。
So that means we must have.Less properties. This means easier
to find. 那意思呢，就是说我们应该有很少的资具，然后我们才可以有这个生活幸福。
Okay, this was some hook already, right? Then again, I'll let Sunday New Year jump, right? Sunday New Year jump. Count the properties.
那刚才的就是那个沙拉胡克无底哦，生活艰苦。那第十一个数字是三金瑞欧恰，就是猪跟清净。
So, Indriya means faculties. Here we have eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. These are called Indriya faculties.
那这个 Indriya 就是根，我们有眼、耳、鼻、舌、身、根，还有意门，就六个。
So, when seeing desirable objects, when greed arises, or when seeing undesirable objects, anger arises, and then we don't have calmness of the mind. We don't have sanhedriya, calm faculty.
那当我们看到可喜的东西的时候呢，贪心就升起；当我们看到不可喜的东西时呢，嗔心又升起。那这样子的话呢，它就不可能有一个平静的根本。
So, let me, whatever desirable objects, if we can overcome by practicing vipassana meditation or forbearing meditation.Without any attachment to anything, sure, then we have calmness of faculties.
当可喜的目标升起的时候呢，如果我们要去除我们的这个贪着的心和执着的心呢，我们可以修习这个不净观或是世界分别观，这样子呢，我们就可以去除我们的贪着，然后我们就会有平静和强大的根门。
Especially.Arahats may help Sanhedriya. They can overcome all the defilements.
那尤其是阿罗汉，他们有这个，他们的诸根是清净的，因为他们能够就是去除它，断除所有的烦恼。
And you will be familiar with the Bhavya Asubha, right?Very familiar, right? Asubha. Vipassana.
尊者问，尊者说你们应该很熟悉这个巴利文的Asubha，就是不净，对吗？
So, Arhats have the perception of Asubha, although they see the desirable objects. That's why they don't have attachment.
But then the Arhat have Asubha?
The perception for Asubha.
The perception of Asubha.
That's why.
Asubha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 好，那所有阿罗汉呢，他们都有这个不净思，所以呢，
So naturally, their path and true knowledge also already eradicates attachments.
他们的道果呢，已经去除了所有的执着，已经断除了所有的执着。
Then when they see non-living things, non-living things, although they can have perceptions of four elements, they can overcome judgments easily.
当他们看到没有生命的东西的时候呢，他们也是可以。就是他们也是有这个世界分别观的世界的这种想，那他们很容易就可以断除他的执着。
What about ordinary people like us? If we try, it's also possible, but not so strong as Arhats. Anyway, it's possible.
那尊者说，像我们如果是凡人的话呢，我们又怎么样呢？如果说我们有训练的话，我们也是可以有这种。我们也是可以去除这个执着，但是没有像阿罗汉这么强。
Similarly, when hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, or anything, whatever desirable objects, if we have the perceptions of Asubha, when seeing living beings, or the perceptions of elements, when seeing or when hearing non-living beings, we can overcome all the defilements.
同样的，当我们听、我们嗅、我们尝、我们触到任何可喜的目标的时候呢，如果是我们有修习这个不净观的话呢，我们可以，我对于这个有生命的众生呢，我们可以修习这个不净观；而对于没有生命的东西呢，我们可以修习这个世界分别观。那我们也可以越过或是去除我们的这个执着。
We also have one short admonishment.This is Asian Dita. When they see young people eating very eagerly, they may say, don't burn your tongue.
那尊者说在这里有一个很短的交接，就是在以前的时代呢，旧时代呢，当师父们见到年轻的比丘们很急的在吃东西，很急促的在吃东西，他们都会说不要烫伤你自己的舌头。
Then you don't eat with a detriment.
那意思就是不要带着执着去吃。
Then not very far from Pao Doya, we also have another forest monastery. In the monastery, the abode is very close to Pao Doya.
在离帕奥禅林不远，有另外一个森林道场，那里的住持呢跟帕奥禅师是好朋友。
So before Pao Sera accepted Pao Monastery, they both have been in long forest.
对，之前在帕奥禅师还没有接受帕奥禅林的时候呢，他跟这位住持呢，他们是在同一个地方的。
As Pao Sera accepted Guinea.That Mahārāja also respect Vinaya too much.
巴禅师呢，他很遵守严守这个戒律。那位禅师呢，也是一样的。
Pao Sera, we can say Pao Sera is very educated, Mahārāja, but that Bande is not really that much educated. But he was very diligent in learning.
那超禅师呢，他有学习很多佛法。那另外一位禅师呢，他不是，但是呢，他也很积极的学习。
Okay, I want to talk about their conversation. Both of them are vegetarian. Then, you know, attachment to the meat is very, very terrible, right? Similarly, attachment to vegetables is very terrible.
那尊者说呢，他们包禅师和那位禅师，他们两位都是素食者。然后呢，尊者说，你们知道，如果是执着食物的话，是很恐怖的，对吗？那执着蔬菜也是一样，很恐怖的。
One day, then Mahārāja talked to Pao Sera. One day, this time is done by beef or pork. It is also very terrible. Similarly, we vegetarian also sometimes problem.
那尊者说呢，有一天呢，那位禅师呢，他跟禅师讲，跟我们帕奥禅师说呢，如果我们的舌头被牛肉或是猪肉烫伤的话，是很可怕的。那如果说呢，我们的舌头被马铃薯烫伤的话，也是很可怕的。
Sure, so then potato also can burn your tongue, right?So that means whatever things we have, we see, hear, smell, taste, or touch, if we have special, if we are very advanced in changing perception, we can overcome attachments and anger.
那尊者说呢，马铃薯也是会烫伤我们的舌头，对吗？那尊者说，如果说呢，不管我们看到什么、尝到什么、嗅到什么、听到什么，如果说我们可以很快。很善巧的人很快的改变我们的想的话呢，我们就很容易的可以去除我们的执着和嗔恨心。
So the next one is Nibbagoja. Do you know what it is, right? Chandasagoja, Subaroja, Abhagigoja, Sanugaoji. Now, we have finished that, right? Chandanriyoja, Nibbagoja. Okay.
那第十二个数字呢是 Nibbagoja.
Yeah, Nibbagoja means wise.
Nibbagoja 意思就是贤明。
So that means if we know how to protect or preserve the moral precepts, then this is also called Nibbagoja.
如果说我们知道如何去保护或保持我们的戒的话呢，这也可以叫做贤明。
Then, this is very easy to say, but very difficult to do.
就是说呢，这是很容易说，但是要做的话不容易。
So first, we must experience many times. After encountering difficulty, we become skillful, avoiding.Many mistakes.
那首先呢，我们一定要经验过很多次困难， 那经过了很多次困难，很多次考验呢，以后我们就懂得怎样避开犯错。
I think even in the previous question and answer, I'm not here as in Myanmar temple maybe. Sorry, in Sabawari temple maybe. Really didn't matter to mosquito, is vulgar or not, right?
那昨天呢，尊者说他在达巴湾中心呢，有人啊问他这个问题，就是说能不能够散播土星给蚊子呢
？Okay, that means mosquitoes. Sure, when we are meditating, they are really very very serious. They just suck too much also.
那尊者说呢，蚊子呢，当困难严重，在我们打坐的时候呢，他们会
So, before we are training, sure, our hand will be easily sucked easily, right?
尊者说呢，在我们还没有开始训练之前呢，比方说在家里如果有蚊子叮你，很快你就可以把它打死了。
So, when you come to Paldea, all over there many more people, you may not hear any second sound like this, huh?
那智者说呢，当你来到泡禅林的时候呢，虽然泡禅林有很多蚊子，但你没有听到有人打蚊子的声音。
Now we come to know how to overcome that chief up like this. Rub the hands.
那为什么呢？因为我们已经学习到了不用拍那个蚊子，我们只要轻轻的扫一下，把蚊子赶走就可以了。
So,That means after training very long time, we know how to avoid killing.
那他意思呢，就是说，当你训练了一段很长的时间过后呢，你已经知道怎么样避免杀生。
So similarly, we also must know which kind of rope to be used, how to get seven city recognitions. All these are called nibbaka ones.
那同样的呢，我们也会学习到如何应该用哪一种袈裟，应该穿哪一种袈裟，如何获得七种适合的条件。这一种数字呢，我们叫做贤宁。
So, it's also very difficult to find the seven city recognition, which already explained in the very beginning of Dhamma talk.
那尊者说呢，其实要获得这种七种合适的条件是很难的。
Okay, if we summarize, Sudeva residence, Sudeva challenges, right?
那第一个呢，如果我们总结的话，第一呢是适合的住所。
Supporting village.
还有支持的那个村落。
Then conversation or talking.
然后适合的交谈。
Then we'll have friends.
适合的善友。
Now we also have like a food,
适合的食物
，weather，
天气
，and suitable posture，
还有适合的姿势。
So, these seven are also very important.
这七种数字呢也是非常重要的。
For example, when someone attains jhana, we should remember which foods we eat.What kind of weather? What's the posture? What's our environment? If we can know everything in detail, we can retain jhana very easily.
比方说呢，一个人如果他正在禅定，那他记得他是吃了什么食物，那时候的适合的天气，然后他以什么姿势，如果他都能够记得这一些的话呢，他可以很容易的在正着他的禅定。
So although We say very somebody then to get seven, doesn't need to be skillful or to be very wise. Then to get the seven silver conditions, but in reality, not that much easy.
那虽然呢，我们很简单的说哦，我们应该有，就是有这个智慧，有这个贤明，有这个善巧去得到这七种条件，但是呢。真实的在现实生活里面，它也不是这么容易的。
So sometimes we have suitable weather, but not suitable environment. The suitable weather, suitable environment, but not suitable food.
因为有时候呢，可能我们会有适合的天气，但是我们没有适合的环境。有时候我们有适合的天气跟环境，但又没有适合的食物。
So, actually, when I talk about, when I explain seven to the recognitions, have you ever known one Myanmar market, right? I'm not here in Myanmar group, maybe. Yeah. Okay, so, let me, we have one forest monastery in the middle of Myanmar.
那君德说他在解释这个七种适合的条件的时候呢，他有给一个例子，关于一个就是一位大长老，他住在一个森林道场，在缅甸的中部。
Tell me one Mahathira, when he was very young, maybe around 32 or second age, maybe. Then he went to spend his time in the forest. He wished to be a forest resident bhikkhu. So he looked for suitable place for him.
那当这位大长老呢，当他在32岁的时候呢，那时他想要住在森林道场，所以那时候呢开始找寻一个适合的森林来住。
So they live in the forest, so they try to find water, try to get water.
那要住在森林里呢，首先他一定要找到水源。
Another one is a shelter.Is there any big tree or is there any other shelter around the area?
那第二就是要有遮盖处，比方说有没有大树啊，或是能够住的地方。
Then we have to know the weather there.
还有他需要知道那里的天气。
So it took going long time for him to get proper place. Either one decade maybe.
他花了很长的时间才找到一个适合的地方，大概花了10年的时间。
So after a long time going around Myanmar, he found one place in the middle of Myanmar.
他花了很长的时间，他走遍了缅甸，才找到一个地方，就是在缅甸的中部。
Later, he write down all his difficulties as follow the seven bhikkhus.We should know if we are going to live in the forest.
那后来呢？他把他所遇到的所有的困难呢，都列出来。那尊者说，如果我们想要去森林住的话呢，我们应该读一下他写的。
So he says, sometimes we have suitable supporting village, or we don't have suitable environment.
他写呢，有时候呢，有适合的。支持的村落呢，但是没有适合的环境。
Sometimes we have suitable weather, suitable environment, suitable supporting villages, but we don't have suitable friends around the area.
那有时候呢，有适合的天气、适合的环境，还有适合的护持的村落呢，但是就没有适合的朋友在附近。
So we also have one proverb. We must live where we should, not where we are happy.
那有一个句子就是说，我们应该住在我们应该住的地方，而不是我们喜欢的地方。
So that means if we know how to get suitable conditions, or where to suitable place, shall we improve ourselves faster?
如果我们知道什么地方是比较适合我们的，那它的条件比较适合，那我们会比较容易进步。
Okay, now.Very, very long topic again. Apagabo. Apagabo means impolite.
下一个呢，第13个数字呢是 Apagabo， 它的意思就是不无理。
So in the commentary, it mentioned the three types of impoliteness.
Impolite. 在著书里呢，他有说有提到三种不无礼的无礼。
By the way, like courteous, right? Courteous.
Courteous.
Okay. Then, kaya, pagatia, bodily courteousness.
I think it's impolite, right?
Yeah, impolite.
So it's un- Not courteous, not courteous.
Okay, not courteous, okay.
Not courteous. 那这里有三种不礼貌或是无礼。第一个是 Kaya Pagabia。第一种，这是第一种。
So, that means now, this is a traditional way. It will be different from Western society. Yes.、
那第一种呢，它是身体上的无礼。那就是说，他要解释，这是根据古时候的方式，不是根据我们现在的时代的方式。
For example, sitting. In sitting also, we must not grasp our knee. You know, we grasp our knee, right? One knee or two knees is not really polite.
比方说呢，当我们坐下的时候呢。那我们不应该抱着我们的膝盖，抱一个或是抱两个都是无礼。
Yes, impolite means respect not only in front of the senior bhikkhu, but when I'm a junior, when I see senior bhikkhu, that if I cross my knee, then my knee must be upright, so I have to cross my knee. So one knee or two knees, then this is not very polite. Not only that, in the assembly, when we are sitting in the assembly,Then I must not grab my knee also.
那比方说呢，尊者，如果说有大长老在的时候呢，长老在的时候，如果说他抱着他的膝盖一个或两个的话，这是无礼的。还有呢，比方说在一个比方说他们有集合的时候，僧团集合的时候，如果尊者抱着他的膝盖的话呢，那这样也是叫做无礼。
Then when many of new meditators came to Paul.And they get it comfortably. Then they sit grasp the knee. This is very comfortable actually.
那尊者说呢，有时候呢，很多新的禅修者他们会来抱禅印。那尊者会跟他们说 ，OK， 你可以以很舒适的姿势坐着。然后他们呢就会抱着他们的膝盖，因为抱着膝盖是很舒适的。
Then I have to change again.Okay, now although I say sit comfortably, don't point your legs to the Buddha statue. Don't grasp your knee.
那尊者说，那时候呢，他又改变他的说法。他说，虽然我是让你们让你们坐得舒服一点，不过呢，请不要让你的脚趾呢对着佛陀，还有不要抱着你的膝盖。
So that means this is a traditional.We have to show respect to senior or to the assembly, then we must not cross our knee. One knee or two knees, we must not cross.
那真的说呢，这种是很传统的做法，就是说当我们在长者面前或是在集合的时候呢，我们不应该抱着膝盖。
So when senior, I'm a junior, I'm sitting in the dining hall, for example, then senior come in.Where is the senior place? If the senior doesn't have any place, I must give my place for senior.
那比方说呢，尊者说，比方说有长者他们来到托钵堂的话，那长者他没有地方坐的话呢，身为一个比较年轻的比丘呢，他应该让位置给长者坐。
So if we don't give, although there's no other sitting place, there's also senior.If I don't give, then I'm not very polite.
那尊者说，那时候如果没有地方让长者坐，然后他又是年轻的比丘的话，他如果不让位给长者坐的话，这是没有礼貌的。
And similarly, the junior or senior also must not prohibit junior to sit. No, we must also allow junior to sit.
那同样的，长者呢，他们也不可以就是说禁止年轻的比丘呢坐下来，这样也是没有礼貌的。
Like in the assembly, sometimes senior will be very late, junior will be very early sometimes. So, mostly if I'm late, for example, I will sit behind the junior. I will not go in front of the junior.
那尤其是在 僧团集合的时候呢，有时候长者他们会比较迟来到那个集合的地方。那时候呢，长老他们应该允许就是年轻人就坐下来。那甚至说有时候呢，他会迟到，所以呢，他迟到谈谈的话，他通常都会坐在那些年轻的比丘的后面。
Sometimes there are some special people, some responsible people. They have responsibility to arrange a certain place. Then they will call according to seniority by name. Then if I'm at the time, they will skip one man there. Nobody, they will not allow anybody to sit there. Then jump another senior, something like that. So when I come up and ask responsible person, do you keep my place there or not? If they don't keep, I must sit behind.
那就是说呢，有时候呢，在集合的时候，有些比丘他们是负责安排那个集合，或者安排尊者们的座位的。那通常呢，他们都会安排所有的比丘，就是每一个座位都有比丘的名字。那有时尊者他可能迟点到，他到的时候呢，通常他的座位都是空的，因为已经有排名了。那如果他通常都会问那个负责的比丘说，有没有排位置给我？那如果没有的话，通常班里他都会去坐在后面，坐在年轻比丘他们的后面。
So if we summarize, both senior or junior must be polite in the assembly.
那总结呢，就是说不管是长者或是年轻比丘呢，在集合的时候呢，他们都应该就是大家都要有礼貌。
There are many things to explain. For example, according to the places, for example, in the sunnah, then in the sunnah also, if you junior, must make fire after asking permission from senior.
那就是说呢，他有很多东西可以解释，比方说地方，比方说他们去桑拿浴室的话，如果一个年轻比丘呢，他要在那个桑拿的浴室里面起火的话，他通常都一定要问长者的允许先。
So similarly, when senior and junior are going to take a shower in the river or in the street, the junior must ask permission from senior.
那同样的，比方说长者跟年轻比丘在河流中洗澡的话呢，那年轻比丘一定要问长者的允许的。
Similarly, accepting food, accepting water, accepting juice before senior. But the junior will accept first, and senior will accept later, for example. This is also not very polite. But sometimes junior will accept for senior, it will be okay.
同样的，比方有时候呢，在接受食物或是水或是果汁供养的时候呢，通常呢，年轻比丘应该是在长者后面接受的。但是有时候呢，如果他们是在长者之前就接受这些供养的话，这是没有礼貌的。那但是有时候长者他们会迟来，所以年轻的比丘呢可以帮长者接受供养，这是可以的。
So in our community, sometimes we authorize one bhikkhu to accept for food or anything, then they will do everything. We just go and eat or drink. It's very easy.
所以呢，在比丘他们的团体里面呢，僧团里面呢，通常呢，他们会指定，比方说指派一位年轻的比丘呢去接受食物。那等班别他们来的时候呢，他们只需要吃和喝而已。
So now here, right? When you offer every day, right? Every time when you are offering breakfast or lunch, you have to look up the angle of it every day, right? So, because we are in big monastery, every day they will bring many very big amount of vegetables from the market. As soon as they arrive at the kitchen, we have all the kapi and kori. They will cook already kapi and kori.
那尊者说呢，好像说现在尊者住在那里， 每天大家都有供养他早餐午餐，那供养的时候呢都需要固定那些有些食物嘛。但是呢在一个大寺院，比如在泡大寺院的时候呢，因为他们都是会从市场买很多很多的菜回来，那当那些菜抵达厨房的时候呢，尊者们他们已经在那里坐定了。
So that means if monastery arrange fruit or any vegetable before cooking, we already do kabyan grahi. If other donors from outside all monastery bring new package of fruit or vegetable, then before we go for Benapada, we have responsible bhikkhus. They might go around the dining hall or the other dining hall.Check all the food and donation. We have to do kabyan grahi.
那也是通常呢，就他的意思是说，在大寺院里面呢，通常水果啊、蔬菜，当他们抵达厨房的时候，因为尊者们他们就已经坐定了。但是有时候呢，在坐坡堂呢，会有外面或是其他的布施者，他们会来供养水果或是蔬菜。那僧团通常都会指派一些比丘负责，他们在托钵前呢，就会去托钵堂呢，先坐定所有的这些食物。
So then later, if you invite very very big number of bhikkhus to your place, you must consider, right? Before cooking, do kabyan grahi. You don't need to be every day.
那尊者说呢，以后呢，如果你有因缘邀请很多比丘到你这里来受供的话呢，那你就可以考虑说，在你还没有煮之前呢，就请他们先做定。
So when we accept food, also we must accept according to seniority. That's why if we don't accept, then the junior accept before the senior is also not very polite.
那同样的，在尊者他们接受食物供养的时候呢，通常都是依照他们的戒律接受的。如果说一个年轻比丘他在长者之前就接受供养的话，就是无礼的。
Then we also have vajipagadiya, bhava, in politeness.
那在这里呢，还有语言上的无礼。
For example, like giving someone talk to a friend of senior without asking permission.
比方说一个年轻比丘呢，他在长者面前就给佛法开示，那他没有之前他没有先跟长者得到允许，这也是无理的。
Sometimes we have special condition. That means devotee, there are one junior and senior, but devotee invites junior for dhamma talk. Senior doesn't have that kind of quality. In this case,then junior doesn't have any responsibility to give dhamma talk, but anyway, junior must request for dhamma talk.
那有时候呢，有特别的状况，比方说，信徒呢，他们是邀请了年轻的比丘跟长者，但是呢，他们是邀请年轻的比丘讲给开示，因为那个长者他可能没有那个数字可以给开示，那。长者就没有责任给开示，但是呢，年轻的比丘呢，他应该先跟长者呢请求说他要给开示。
So, okay, sometimes we also have some difficulty. Devotee will invite many seniors, one young dhamma talker, for example. The most senior not come yet, but hands up. So the dhamma talker will request permission, ask for permission.From currently second senior, we can say like that. Currently the most senior, but he's actually second senior. If second senior allow him, he can start giving dhamma talk.
那有时候呢，比丘们他们也会遇到一些困难，比方说，邀请者呢，他邀请很多长者，然后呢，但是他邀请了最年轻的比丘给开始。那有时候那个最年长的比丘他还没有抵达，那这个年轻的比丘他就不能给开示，但是呢，他可以先跟第二位长者，请求说让他给开示。
So in the very okay, in the very beginning of dhamma talk, the most senior coming, to the Dhamma hall. We don't need to ask anybody to come from anybody. Keep taking the Dhamma talk.
The most senior?
The
most junior.
The most senior.
Coming.
Come in. Do the Dhamma hall. Now we don't need to ask permission anymore. We can continue giving Dhamma talk.
Oh, yes. OK， 如果呢，那个年轻的比丘他开始给开示了，但是那个时候呢，长者他他因为他迟来，让他走进禅堂的话呢，那年轻比丘那个时候就不需要再跟他请求允许，说让他给开示了。
Then similarly answering question. If there's a senior, senior has a responsibility to answer question when devotee asks. So if senior allows junior to answer, sure, junior must answer.
那同样的，比方说回答问题，长者呢，他们长者比丘呢，他们有责任回答问题。但是呢，如果说长者允许的话呢，年轻的比丘也可以回答问题，他应该要回答问题。
Then, okay, so for your information, right? The one is the if junior asks devotee, right? If I'm a junior, what kind of food are you going to offer today? How do you prepare?Then, sometimes for Vinaya Bhavas, if we ask, it doesn't matter. If we ask, like, what kind of food are you going to offer for second, it's not really very polite. What kind of food are you going to offer? That kind of question is not very polite when we ask in front of Vinaya.
尊者说也是让你们知道，比方说有个年轻比丘，他会问布施者，哦，今天你要供养什么食物？然后你怎么准备的？如果是那时候在旁边有长者的话，他这样子问的话是没有，是无理的。当然，如果说是因为戒律的关系、戒律目的，他问的话那是可以的。但是如果不是的话，他是去问布施的，你们今天要供养什么食物，这是无理的。
Okay, now this one is it will be useful for this group maybe. You all have chanting, right? So then you chanting, every chanting, sometimes there will be people who participate with chanting.And lady will be, they are very smart in chanting. They will chant Sajjadam Bhikkhu, right? Sometimes, eh? This is also not very polite, to be careful.
那这个说呢，还有一点他讲，可能对大家有帮助，就是说你们大家有诵经对吗？那有时候在团体在大家在诵经的时候呢，有时比丘他们也有在场。那如果有一些居士呢，因为他们很厉害诵经，他们会诵。那在诵经的时候，他们比丘诵得快，那是也是算是无理的。
Then here again, there are many other vajibhacharya, even including asking questions. There are some bhikkhus or some devotees, although they ask questions, not very polite. This is also called vajibhacharya.
那还有呢，比方说在问问题，有一些比丘呢或是信徒呢，他们问问题的时候也不是很有礼貌的。
So we can see their behavior. When we see their behavior, we know this is no good question, no good intention. We can see like this. And in this kind of case, although we don't answer, it doesn't matter.
那尊者说呢，尊者们也是看得出哦，他这样子他们的行为。他知道哦，这不是一个很好的问题，或是他有他的起心动念不好，所以那个时候呢，如果尊者们他们不要回答这个问题也是可以的。
Now another one is manopagavya, okay, mental impoliteness.
那最后一个第三个是manopagavya, 那这个呢是在心念里面的无理，你的心的无理。
就是你 having wrong thoughts.
就是有不好的思想想法。
So, I mean, thinking ill of Sinya, thinking ill of Sangha, all these things can be considered as manopagavya, right?
就是说在内心里面想着比丘的不好啊，身旁的不好，这些都是心的污点。
Okay, now, the apagavo, see, this is impoliteness, if we summarize. So we might be polite,bodily, bodily, and mentally.
那在这里第十三个数字呢 ，apagabo 的意思呢就是不无理， 所以呢，我们在风啊，还有雨，还有地呢，都要有礼貌。
So if we are polite, so this also quality to achieve higher attainment.
那如果是我们有礼的话呢，这也是一种素质，让我们能成就更高的啊，能够。能够成就更高的境界。
Okay, now we have short time. We better move another one. Kule sawa nanu bido. If we analyze according to grammar, body grammar, kule su ananu bido.
Now, 下一个呢，第十四个数字呢是 kule su ananu bido。那如果我们尊者说这个枯萎树在巴利是什么意思呢
？So no attachment to the people, family, donors or friends.
那他的意思呢是不执着于居家、朋友或是家人。
Yeah, if we say kula, moti, when we start in the Pali dictionary, Pali dictionary, it was something like a family.
在这里呢，哭了。如果我们看这个巴利的词典的话，它的意思是家人。
But in reality, it doesn't mean only family. It means any kind of lady body.
可是呢，在现实呢，它不是只是家人而已，它也是它的意思也是我们的信徒。
So we must not have any attachment to lady body. This is my devotee, right? This is his devotee.
所以呢，不应该对信徒呢有执着，比方这是我的信徒，那些是你的信徒，不应该有这一种执着。
So that means student can choose teacher, teacher no longer choose student.
那他意思呢，就是说学生呢可以选老师，但是老师呢是不可以选学生的。
So why the Buddha promulgated that kind of relationship?Not attached to any lady bodies. If we have very close relationship, sure they were just got many different things. Not Dhamma, many other things. Then also, if we have very close relationship, not Dhamma's respect.
那为什么佛陀呢？他禁止就是说比丘们执着他们的学生或者信徒呢？因为当他们太过熟悉的时候呢，很多时候他们会讨论不是佛法，他们讨论其他的东西。而且呢，因为太过熟悉的话呢，有时候信徒会对比丘们不恭敬。
So in every relationship, right? In every relationship, when our friend or our family member is happy, we are also happy. When they are sorry, we are also sorry, right? Then we will be together. We have the same feeling.Similarly, if they have very close relationship with lady body, whenever they have suffering, we will suffer.
那在每一个关系里面呢，当你的朋友或是在每一个关系，就是当你快乐的时候，他也快乐；当你悲伤的时候，他会跟你一起悲伤。就是一起的时候呢，都会有同样的感受。那如果说比丘们呢跟在家人呢非常好的关系的话呢，非常密切的关系的话，那当他们受苦的时候，你也会跟他们一起受苦。
So here we have Pali version, Saha Sokhi, Saha Sokhi me, sorry or sorrow together with donors or devotees.
那这里有一个巴利字，就是 Saha Sokhi 的意思，就是说跟信徒或者师祖一起悲伤。
Saha Nandi, happy together with devotees.
那另外一句呢是沙哈南迪，就是跟师祖或是信徒呢一起开心。
Especially in ordinary life, most of the time our mind must be free from happiness and unhappiness.
那尤其是在出家的生命呢，多数的时间呢，我们的心呢应该不要有太开心或是太难过。
Okay, anyway, if we stay briefly.Kuna Swa Nanu Gedomi, we must not have very close relationship. Okay.
那尊者说呢，简单来说，这个 Kule Swa Nanu Gedomi 的意思就是说，我们不应该有太过密切的关系。
Then, I think in Western country, we don't have that kind of close relationship. Because we came here very little, very short time, right? But in Myanmar, we have been a very long time. But in my case, in Manila, 5 years. We have to go to the houses, pray about that every day. Later, we become like a family.
那尊者说呢，他既然来到西方国家外国嘛，他跟大家都没有说很密切的关系，但是呢，在缅甸呢，他要住很长的一段时间，比方说在曼德勒，他就住了5年，那他每次都要去托钵，所以呢，慢慢呢，他变成了跟他的布施者呢，变成是好像一家人。
Okay, so now the last topic, right? One story. That happened.After Buddha Sri Nirvana.
Okay. 那尊者说呢，这最后一个数字呢，尊者要讲一个故事。在佛陀般涅槃过后呢。
So two brothers were ordained and left their family, spending very long time learning, meditating.
那个时候呢，有两兄弟，他们出家，他们离开他们的家庭出家了，然后他们花很长的时间学习佛法和禅修。
But they can help each other, but they speak less. They practice more.
他们是互相帮助，但是呢，他们很少讲话。
Okay, now, after some time, they plan to visit their.
Parents. 过了一段时间呢，他们计划要去探访他们自己的父母。
Maybe more than 10 years, they have been very far from their family. Their appearance is totally changed.
那可能他们离开他们的父母，他们的家庭大概超过10年了，所以呢，他们的父母也变了。
When they enter their village for Benabada,Most of the people cannot recognize. They are from their village.
那当他们进入他们的村落的时候呢，大多数的人都认不出他们了。
Then, when they were standing, they found out their house, within their parents' house. When seeing appearance, the mother, King Kes, it doesn't mean you recognize King Kes.
那当他们站在他们自己父母的屋前的时候呢，他的母亲看到他们的时候，他母亲不能够直接的认出他们，但他可能猜他们是他的孩子。
Then she asked the senior, "Sandy, aren't you my son?"
那他的母亲就问那个年长的那位说：“孙子，你是我的儿子吗？”
Then the senior said, "Ah, junior."
那个年长就说：“你爱那问那位年轻的比丘。”
Then after offering, junior also accepted the food. Then he was offering, Sandy, are you my son? Then junior got blind.I'm going to ask clearly to the senior.
那他供养了长者过后呢，他也供养那个年轻的。年轻的比丘接受了过后呢，他的母亲就问他：“尊者，请问你是我的儿子吗？”那年轻的比丘说：“为什么你不要清楚的问长者呢？”
So it will be strange to you, right? But sometimes we have to behave like that.
那尊者说呢，这样的状况对你们来说是很奇怪，对不对？可是有时候我们需要有这样子的行为。
Even in my case, I myself, after 8 years in Paldoya, I visit my village one time.
那尊者说呢，他自己的经验就是，他在花奥坦尼住了8年过后呢，他才回去他的村落一次。
Okay.Actually, they tried to invite me. When did this come to the village? Then I asked why I had to come.
那尊者说呢，其实他的村落是有四个要邀请尊者会去，但是尊者问他们，为什么我要来呢？
They say, come to visit, I don't visit.
他们说回来拜访，那尊者说我不拜访的。
So this is not the way they must invite. That's why I don't accept that kind of invitation.
尊者说呢，这不是适当的邀请。
So, Bandit, please come to the village to really meet us. Okay, I will come.
那尊者说，如果他们说尊者，请来我们的村落散播慈心，那尊者说他就会去。
Then, similarly, Bandit, please come to the village for Dhamma talk. I will go there, sure.
那如果他们说尊者，请来我们的村落给我们开示，尊者就会去。
Then, there must be some Dhamma papa.What are Dhamma Papas if they invite and will reject you?
尊者说呢，通常邀请呢，一定要跟法有，一定有法要激法的目的。如果没有的话呢，尊者是会拒绝的。
So anyway, so now the main thing is, only night it will be different from ordinary people because we have to follow many rules and regulations. It's something improper, so we have to reject.
尊者说呢，主要的是。出家人出家生命呢跟在家人的生命不一样的，因为出家人都要守一个戒律，那如果说他的邀请是不正确不适当的话，他们就要拒绝。
Similarly, it is improper question we have to avoid and tell them.
同样的，有些人发问的问题是不适当的，那尊者他们也是避开回答。
Then so okay, this is the story already, right? So if you summarize,Today we have already finished many already, right? Sakon, Sakko, Ujuja, Sujuja, Sujojata, Muju, Nadimani. Now, today also we have already finished Santaskoja, Subaroja, Abakijoja, Sanugauti, now, Sanelioja, Nibakoja, Abagavo, Kulisawa Nanugido. We have finished many already, right? All these are the quality of meditators, especially meditation bhikkhus.If we have all these qualities, we can attain jhana, metta, phala, nibbana, kusri.
那昨天呢，尊者也解释了几个数字，就包括有能力、正直、非常正直、顺从、柔和不骄慢。那今天他也解释了知足、义护。不辞少事物生活简朴诸根寂静贤明不无礼还有不贪着居家那尊者说呢这一些数字呢都是禅修者应当具备的尤其是禅修的比丘们那如果一个禅修的比丘呢禅修者他们具备了这些数字他们很快就能够证得禅定证得道果证得涅槃
So yesLazy Bodhi also have all these qualities, sure. You can also attain Nirvana as such.
那尊者说呢，在家居士，如果你也具备这些数字的话呢，你也可以很快的证得涅槃。
So now we have question answer, right? Are two, three, study, or three? What have you got? Okay, next question.Okay, so may you all be able to practice three trainings and may you all be able to realize the end of suffering, manifestation, nirvana. Thank you.